Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where are we? What about you? What the heck?
I'm an unofficial member of this team. I just happen to show up a lot.
Right. With regularity, you're here.
I mean, but it's true. You know, I was never officially hired or even invited. Right. I just pop in and you seem to accommodate me. You give me coffee. No. You say, come in. It's nice.
Come on to my house. Come on.
Oh my
All right.
Gosh.
This is an old deal for you, right? That'll date us. Okay, we're into the top 10 stories of the week, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of October 17th to the 21st. So there's a story list, there's a people list. Michael, let's go.
Here they are. Let's do it. These are interesting. At number 10, abortion and LGBTQ are tied. So it's kind of sort of civil rights stuff. At number 9, media and talk radio are tied. At number 8, big tech and yay and Parler are tied.
Yay!
Is he officially yay or is he?
No.
He's Kanye. So he's still Kanye
he's Kanye
West.
Unless you ask Barack Obama, and then he's a jackass.
Okay.
According to Barack Obama.
Okay. At number 7, we have crime. At number 6, we have British politics, and it's been actually heating up as the week went on. If we were to do it now, it would be up in the top 3. At number 5, COVID and health. At number 4, Trump's legal issues, and that just drones on like background noise. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs, which includes China, Iran, North Korea. Number 2, the economy, which is something that severely hurt Elizabeth Truss in Great Britain and threatens all kinds of leaderships around the Western world, even the Eastern world. And number 1, politics and midterms. So that's your top 10 stories or story groups. The people on the survey, Elon Musk at 10, yay, at 9, Liz Truss at 8, as she'd be higher if it were taken for the last 2 days. At number 7, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Jerome Powell at 6, Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance at 5, Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams at 4, Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker at 3, and all those hot races, there are more. Donald Trump is at 2 and Joe Biden is at 1. It's kind of a sloshy photograph, if you will, a snapshot of the week's activities.
Mm-hmm. So what is, of the list of stories, what do you think, Michael Harrison, is the most outrageous of any or all of these? You take them apart.
Outrageous?
Bit by bit. Yes.
How do I define outrageous? I mean, the threat of nuclear war, which hangs in the air because of Russia and Ukraine, is outrageous. The fact that we have a former president who has a list of legal issues from one end of the spectrum to the other and is still a major contender for being president is outrageous. The fact that we have the kind of crime that exists in our cities is outrageous. I don't know. I mean, they're all outrageous in their own ways.
I'm looking at... The reason I brought this up is because I have, over the last 24 hours, for some reason, you know, you go down a path when I'm preparing to do my radio programs, the gigs, the various gigs that I have, I do different kinds of research. So for some reason, I tripped upon a story regarding the impeachment of Donald Trump. And one of the reasons that the one talk host gave for wanting to impeach him was the outrageous things that he says when he gives his speeches. And
that comes under the category of, I like his policies, but I don't like his rhetoric.
Yeah. Well, I think
how many times have you heard that?
Yeah, I've said that 100 times or said it once. I actually think his policies are much more, they're much more, plausible is the right word, acceptable. But the guy's a jackass. He's like, he's always into something and he spoils it for himself. And somebody put it much more cogently than that in a conversation I had on the air this week. And I'm trying to remember the exact verbiage of what this guy said about Trump. But it really captured in my mind at the moment the spirit of what I think many of us what many of us think about him.
I think the major problem with Donald Trump, aside from his rhetoric, which doesn't bother me because I live in a world of shock jocks and talk radio, so it takes a lot to surprise me. The thing about Donald Trump that I think is his biggest weakness, aside from maybe a severe case of dishonesty, is his divisiveness. Mm-hmm. I don't think a president should be divisive. I think it's important that a president be the point where he brings Americans together.
Right.
I think divisiveness in our country is a very dangerous thing, and that's my main criticism of Donald Trump. And the interesting thing about him is, you know, I said his dishonesty. One of the funny things about his rhetoric is that he is extremely dishonest, but he's also extremely honest. he says sometimes things that are really true, but maybe a president shouldn't be saying them. And then mixed in with that are a series of really blatant untruths. That's part of the complexity of that guy we call Donald Trump.
Well, but look at how it's spilled over into, other political realities. Carrie Lake, who's running for governor in Arizona, says if she doesn't win, it'll be because the election is fraudulent.
Yeah, it's a great technique,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah, now, so who's going to believe what goes on? I think J.D. Vance in Ohio this week, you have him on the list, number five. The things these two guys, he and Tim Ryan, back and forth, they aren't talking about issues. They're just throwing mud at each other. It's
a waste
of time and energy.
Well, you know, every election they say that it is the dirtiest and election of all time.
Yeah.
And this one is.
Yeah.
This one is the dirtiest. Nobody's talking issues. They're talking about what devils their opponents are. I mean, how could it possibly be that in every race, both people are demons,
awful,
are criminals.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I was just Tucker Carlson came up with some boneheaded thing this week, and everybody's taking shots at him. And I thought that that's one of the reasons you put it number nine. The media in general, talk radio, talk television. And
the talk radio was in the media because of what happened on CBS Sunday morning last week. They did a hit piece on conservative talk radio that was just outrageous. There's an outrageous story for you.
Well, but you see, why
the
is that
talk radio
different?
Talked about it? You know,
right. So the whole business, this is so obvious what they're doing. I did a thing on the New York Times this week because there was something in the New York Times that was so offensive, and now I'm blanking on what I said, but it annoyed the ever-living you-know-what out of me because it was
the story about Salem, the story about conservative talk radio and Salem broadcasting. Was that it?
No, that wasn't it, but that's another one. Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about Salem is a company that does conservative, sort of Christian-leaning music and talk programming, and there's a lot of attention from time to time on this. Why is it that we need to have contemporary Christian on the radio? I would say that there's a question that ought to go with why are we allowing foreign broadcasters in their own tongue to be broadcasting in America? Is that, what's the harm that comes out of Christian talk or Christian music? I don't know. Is there a harm that comes out of that? I think there's a real harm in the Chinese government providing who knows what because you don't know, you don't translate it. The Koreans have shows, you know that, and stations that they take over, the Spanish broadcasters. Who knows what they're saying other than the people that speak their language? And is that good? Everybody's got something to say, and a lot of people who don't like Christian right-wing stuff say, we shouldn't have them on the radio. Well, why shouldn't you have them on the radio? And maybe, is that the same question we'd ask about the Chinese or the North Koreans, not North Koreans, but South Koreans, or anybody programming stuff in languages that we don't normally speak or understand in our country. What's the story? What do
well,
you think?
Obviously, we do speak these languages in our country. And who the hell are we? Who are you talking about, we?
I'm talking about what is said that is, I had some translation done once on a Spanish program that was coming out of Tijuana, and the stuff they were saying was not, it wasn't ludicrous, it was just, it was anti-government stuff that we wouldn't allow someone in English to get away with.
Are you sure we wouldn't allow that in English?
Well,
that's stuff
good
in English
days.
That's pretty anti-government.
Well, maybe anti, there are things that we allow today and things that we don't. You and I were talking about that last week, I think, how much more difficult it is to be, didn't somebody get fired last week for saying something that seemed mild? I mean, that every week we come across some talk
sure
host.
I'm not sure if that was me. I don't know. But no, I hear what you're saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate with you.
I know you
because
are.
There are people listening who are saying, Doug, you sound like a white supremacist or a racist or a xenophobe.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sort of protecting you by giving you a chance to answer those criticisms of what you're saying, which I know exist out there because I know the issues. And hopefully.
I don't think it's not. This is not me saying it. It's stuff that's being said by others. Now, I'm the bad guy because I'm the messenger?
I don't know. I'm trying to determine where the fine line between you being the messenger and you being the origin of the thought. That's all. These are very tricky issues.
Yep, they are.
And they are the things that people think about and talk about. But,
and that's good. All right, let's talk more about that talk radio hit piece as we continue. 18 after the hour on the countdown.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service, on your side to inspire you perhaps to think about things in different ways. There is a book called Instructions for Living a Life, and it's a very short book. It has three sentences in it. Pay attention, be astonished, and talk about it. Which I think is
I love these these lists of things, you know.
Yeah.
The three things you should not eat, you know.
Right. Yeah, right.
Everything is simple.
Gluten. Yeah, right. Well, actually everything could be simple, except that we seem to let it get complicated for whatever the reason. The news media, the new social media, all that stuff pretty much complicates things. Life was so simple when we didn't know anything. All these things were going on. We just didn't know about it. So to go back to the CBS talk radio piece, the shot that they took, this is so obviously the work of liberals who don't mind masking the world according to liberals. And as you pointed out, we were just talking about this off the air, Ted Koppel was the fill-in host for Jane Pauley. He has never liked talk radio because he's extraordinarily liberal, and he doesn't have enough to listen to that suits him, so everything else is bad.
But he sees liberal. He sees liberal as being the center and conservative as being off to the right. He doesn't understand that liberal and conservative are both legitimate positions on the spectrum of American public opinion, and that there is a center. And he's left of center. He thinks he is the center. He believes that he is the center. So when I introduced on this, I spoke 2.5 hours, and they used less than a minute. I don't remember.
They interviewed for two and a half hours.
They interviewed me for 2.5 hours, and it was sort of like the way that detectives interview suspects in Law and Order. You know, they just keep coming at them and coming at them until they get them to say something.
What they want them to say.
Yeah. You know, I know my stuff about this medium. And come on. Everybody that you talk to will basically agree that I'm about as even-handed between the left and the right as possible. I defend both when they're attacked, and I attack both when they're crazy. I mean, that's what I do, and that's why I'm able to do, you know, what I do for so long. I'm not trying to praise myself, but the point is I'm not some guy that wrote a book and claims to be an expert. I've been doing this for years. So they came to me to be one of the people they interview based on the premise that there's division in America, division between the genders, between the demographics, the ages, between the haves and the have-nots, between ethnicities, and that talk radio is a problem because talk radio is exclusively conservative, exclusively outrageous and you know, radical, and exclusively untrue and causing problems. And I tried to explain, and that these companies that own talk radio stations are making millions of dollars feeding this BS to the public. And I try to systematically explain to them that, yeah, there are radicals in talk radio, and some of them are lying, but there are also people on all ends of the spectrum that do that. The companies that own talk radio, I systematically explain to them, are not making millions of dollars. Most of them are facing bankruptcy. And then I even pointed out that talk radio is no longer that influential. Now, here I am, a booster of talk radio, the publisher of a trade publication. My well-being is based on talk radio being considered important, and I'm honestly telling them that it's not as powerful based upon the fact that it's 2022 and there are other conservative platforms out there that talk radio inspired.
All right, so let's talk more about this. This deserves a little more of our time. We're at 28 past the hour now. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. After releasing the most oil ever from the U.S. Emergency Petroleum Reserve, the Biden administration is signaling it will refill soon, a multi-billion dollar undertaking that it hopes will rouse sluggish domestic drilling activity. On Wednesday, Biden said for the first time that the Energy Department would begin purchasing oil to refill the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve when oil prices are $67 to $72 a barrel or less. The criminal tax fraud trial of the Trump Organization is set to begin with jury selection Monday, offering a rare look into an opaque company that prosecutors say illegally paid some executives in cars, apartments, and cash. While the former president's family business has been the subject of legal scrutiny, this is the first time the company has faced a criminal trial. And France is falling behind in its plans to return the country's fleet of nuclear reactors to full power this winter after a rash of outages. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Sip of my tea, Michael, and yes, we're back indeed. At it here. 34 after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. You can find the charts listed in the people list at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. So we're talking about this CBS News hit piece. That's what it was. Call it what it is, from my perspective anyway, and I think most people look at it. Although I think sometimes Ted Koppel is arrogant, he's liberal, all the things the folks on talk radio hate. And I don't even like that word, but that's what it is. So this is a definitive example of what is going on in our country. Is it right or is it wrong? Somebody tells you in a position of influence that what you think and what you're liking on the radio is wrong, and that you're kind of an idiot for liking it. That sounds pretty arrogant to me, and so and you being on the show gives us a little insight into what went on behind the scenes, and that's kind of what I wanted to continue to discuss with you this Sunday morning show. For those of you who are just joining us, show started with Koppel. I just found the first line from the show. Koppel was the fill-in host. He starts with, quote, tens of millions of Americans get their political marching orders on the radio.
Now, how insulting is that? How divisive, you know, thinking about it, who listens? It's just, you know, you're a bad guy, you're poor, you're uneducated, and you're stupid. That's basically.
And he doesn't realize he's doing marching order, political marching orders.
Yeah,
it's based upon his premise that he is, that he owns the truth. So, and I kept trying to say to them, none of this got on the radio, on the show, that that conservative talk radio does not dominate radio in terms of politics. That public radio is just as big, if not bigger.
Yeah, and it's liberal.
Then conservative.
Did that ever even
radio.
Come up? Did that hit the
air? It's moderate to liberal. And the guy said to me when we weren't videoing, because they would stop and they were trying to wrestle with me because they couldn't get, they were even trying to convince me, say something to fit our narrative. I go, no, tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and I said to them, public radio is radio. Conservative radio is one end of the spectrum. It's all talk radio. It's the same dial. And so they said to me, well, Ted Koppel doesn't think that. This is off the record. This was not on. They weren't even videoing this. I'm sharing inside stuff for the listeners because that's what I'm here to do. And they said, well, Ted Koppel doesn't see it that way. How does he see it? He says it's apples and oranges. You mean apples and oranges, public radio and conservative talk radio?
Nonsense.
Apples and oranges? How are they apples and oranges, asked I. And they said, well, because he says public radio tells the truth.
Oh,
conservative radio lies.
Of course. Right. They both lie.
I looked at them, and I said, well, tell your boss he's an a-hole and that he's biased.
You did tell him you said that?
Oh, yeah. It didn't go in the air, but I said that. Yes! I mean, of course I said it. But how, you know, I can't listen to crap like that with the knowledge I have and let it slide?
No.
Are you kidding me?
You can't. You can't. So, Koppel and his arrogance. And Axelrod sounds like, I don't remember knowing
Axelrod's
him.
Axelrod's a nice guy. He was just doing his job.
He's not related to David Axelrod, though, who's the Democratic strategist, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been at this for 35 years or so. That's, you know, kind of, let's see, that's how long I've been at it. I actually started as a more political host than I am now because it was comfortable for me.
Yeah.
But
go ahead. Still political. You just don't.
I know I am, but not as much. Yeah.
Actually, let's not go off. Let's save it for another time.
No, go ahead.
Let me put this in the...
Right.
I bet you if we sat down and actually measured it statistically, you talk more about politics today than you did back in the day. When
really?
Talk radio had a political overtone, but it was varietal and all kinds of human interest stories were discussed.
Mm-hmm.
When it wasn't targeted on formats that exist to please certain political ideologies in an audience.
All right. There's a reference in here to Brian Rosenwald, who wrote a book a couple of years ago on talk radio. I don't remember the book. Do you?
I remember the book because he interviewed me for hours for it.
And how much of that made it into the book?
Yeah, well, Brian is a nice fellow who's he's an academic. And he wrote a book, basically the premise of which that Rush Limbaugh came along, started conservative talk radio after the Fairness Doctrine was repealed. And it has taken over the Republican Party and greatly influenced American politics for the worse. That it's a bad thing. That's his premise.
Well,
so,
they all
so
are
he's
trying
a self-appointed
to,
expert.
Right. They're all trying to convince those who are viewing and those who will listen to their point of view that we in talk radio, a general sort of a point your finger at everybody move, have divided America. It's the fault of talk radio, right? It's not the fault of what goes on CNN, on PBS, but because that's great. That stuff is exactly what we want people to hear. And I listen sometimes disgustedly to some of the stuff that I hear on maybe this points to my own political philosophy. I find
yes, it does.
I like, okay, it's okay. I like listening to PBS when I'm actually learning something and not having somebody tell me that this is how I should think.
Okay, when you say PBS, that's television.
NPR is
yours. Okay,
NPR,
okay.
Yeah,
I just want to be clear. And I also want to be clear that NPR does not equate to public radio. NPR is just one source of public radio. There are many
others.
Right,
public radio
is like Kleenex and tissues, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But my position is I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I support all of them. But when I support the conservatives' right to be on the radio, I get called a conservative. And I say, I'm not. I'm just supporting their right. And I made a statement on the show saying, you know, it'd be great for talk radio, it'd be great for America, great for the First Amendment if there were more liberals on commercial talk radio.
Why didn't it work? That question always comes up. So what's the matter with liberals?
And I've been accused now of revealing my politics. BS! That's not my politics. It's my view as a programmer and a radio broadcaster.
Right.
It's back when I was in music radio, I used to say we should be playing more kinds of music to bring in larger audiences. It's the same. It doesn't mean I like that kind of music because I support the fact that, say, there should be country music on the radio. Maybe they should even be playing opera. Does that mean I love opera? No. Is there any room anymore in American dialogue and thinking for somebody who just is objectively fair?
No.
And
nope. There is not nowhere. No place, no how. There may be a few bastions. I'm saying that for dramatical purposes. But the idea that these people think that they know more than you do. I'm just looking at this business about Axelrod and his book and wrote this other guy books and more books. And then they make mention, as I'm looking at the overview or review of the show itself. Next up was Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, identified as the Bible of talk radio. Harrison said America would be better served if liberal talk radio was as popular as conservative talk radio. Did you say that?
Yes.
They're quoting you.
But I said it out of context. I was saying, yeah, of course it'd be great if everything were on the radio. And I said we have a crisis in this country, which was out of context. I said that separately. So it came across like I said the crisis is being caused by the fact that we don't have liberals on talk radio. When I was saying we have a crisis in this country and there's divisiveness, which there is. In other words, they pieced it together in such a way as to make me say something that I did not say, even though you hear me saying it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
isn't context important?
Very.
And isn't that one of the leading forms of dishonesty in broadcasting and in writing? To cherry pick that which fits the scenario, the narrative?
It's edited. It's not the whole story.
Right.
It's a piece taken out of context.
At the end, Axelrod looks at me. This is toward the end of the interview. And he says, so Michael, what is the mission of talk radio? To spread light? And I looked at him and I said, the mission of talk radio is to generate ratings and revenue.
Yes,
and then I said, and that's where they cut it. That was the kicker. The segment ended. But I said one more sentence, which they cut. I said, and isn't that the mission of this show in CBS?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sneering going on. I thought it was interesting as people continue to talk about Limbaugh, even though he's gone. Jon Stewart's gone as well. He did The Daily Show, very liberal, interesting, entertaining show. Does anybody attack him because of his point of view, other than maybe people in Stephen Colbert? Disgusting. He's not entertaining. He's just annoying. But, you know, they're there sneering at he and to a point, I think Jimmy Kimmel also.
Well, for a variety of reasons, late night television's ratings have been going consistently down.
I don't believe it's just because
they're liberal, but they do have more of a political bent than they did during the days of Johnny Carson,
right.
Jay Leno,
yep.
And
you never knew
David Letterman.
What Leno and Carson's politics were. Never. All right, hold on a second. We're going to talk about Michael's interview this week with the number one automotive expert in the country.
No, the number two automotive expert.
Number two, okay. All right. Right after this.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Branch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right. By the way, to sum up this CBS Sunday morning show, conservative radio is bad for America. That's pretty much that's what the whole hour of broadcast time. Wow, he's
90
out.
90 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry Reynolds is a talk host, and he focuses on the automotive industry. You interview him this week. And the MH interview, tell us about that.
I tie it into everything you want to know about when you buy a car, what happens when they go back to see the manager, you know, when they tell you, we can't give you that kind of a discount. But we got more into the impact of the automobile industry on the economy, the chips, the supply chain problems, and things of that nature. It's cars are a very big part of the economy and our sociology. And it was nice to talk about news and, you know, current events from that perspective as opposed to just partisan politics.
Right. And by the way, this is another thing. You know, it's all dependent on what kind of car you like. I'm a bad guy because I drive cars that use a lot of gas. So politically, I'm a pariah because I drive a car or a pickup truck that uses gas. I shouldn't be doing that. It's bad.
I don't know if that's the case, but Jerry Reynolds says that the electric car boom is going too fast, and he talked about
nonsense.
All the pitfalls. He talked about all the pitfalls.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to support it. Anyway, I like cars, too. But, you know, so...
Well, I said electric cars.
Do you like electric cars?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying one of the things we discuss is he talks about the pitfalls in the boom about electric vehicles.
Sounds to me like, under your breath, you really like electric cars. You're just not telling us that you like electric cars.
I don't like
you're
any cars. I prefer the power of flight. Okay. I just haven't perfected it yet.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Dun, 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 dun. This movie still wears well, even though it's, what, 20 years old, 25 years old? How long ago did Independence Day come out? It was in the 90s, wasn't it?
97.
97, okay. So 25 years ago. But it still seems to wear well. So why? Who are we celebrating today?
Well, Jeff Goldblum, believe it or not, Doug, turns 70 years old tomorrow. I would agree. I thought Independence Day, for my money, when I saw that in the theater back then, even I think it's easily one of the best popcorn entertaining mass entertainment movies of all time. Now, the sequel, which they did, which Will Smith took a pass on, was terrible. Yeah. And that almost hurts the first film a little. I make believe it does not exist, but Goldblum was very fortunate enough to be part of two massive films, Independence Day, and then obviously Jurassic Park in 93, and reprised his role.
He's a good actor. He's done a lot of good stuff. Films.
But he did two other movies outside those movies that are great. One is Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 78 with an ensemble cast led by Donald Sutherland and Brooke Adams. That is an incredibly good movie. I was watching it last night. And he did The Fly, the remake of David Cronenberg's remake of the classic horror film, which I think is one of the best movies of the 1980s. It came out in the
80s. Creepy. I saw the trailer. I thought it was just creepy. All right, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
One of the stars, Lupita, I never can pronounce her name right. Nyong'o, is that how you pronounce your name?
Your guess is as good. good as mine. You're asking me about pronunciation?
I know, I shouldn't probably have done that.
Well, anyway, that movie's tracking, when it comes out mid-November, $175 million opening, which would be the second biggest opening beside Doctor Strange 2. That's an enormous number. If you make a comparison to today's opening, which is Black Adam with Dwayne Johnson, DC superhero movie, tracking around $70 million, although I have a gut feeling it's gonna open lower. Than 70. Yeah, I do.
Think a lot of the people who have the same feeling that I do about it, I don't want to see him playing that kind of a role.
Well, here's the issue I have with the marketing. This character is not really a hero. It's an anti-hero who will become a villain, right? Yeah. So he's getting his own origin movie. And you could feel when you watch these trailers that it's not really a character that the masses are going to embrace as a good guy. So you say to yourself, okay, like the spectacle looks there. Now, it's just the reviews are somewhat split. Some people like it. Some people say, why do you want to invest your time in a character that is not a full hero? I mean, some people will. The hardcore comic fans will. I want to see it, but there will be a lot of people around the edges that are going to go, do I really want to see a movie where
I'm not completely a hero? Normally, I would go see a – I can't be bothered, but I normally would go see – a rock movie, the same as I want to see George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Isn't that movie out this weekend, too?
A Ticket to Paradise, that's what they call counter-programming in the industry. And I said to you a few weeks ago, this movie has already opened overseas like 5 weeks ago, and it's done fairly well. But I say to myself, like, how in the world do we get to the state where a George Clooney, Julia Roberts movie opens 5 weeks ago internationally, but we have to wait till today to see it. I don't remember. I mean, this is just everything is shiny and new, Doug, which I don't really like that.
It doesn't serve the popular. It doesn't serve pop culture. It doesn't serve the people. It serves the big businesses that now run that business.
Correct.
That's who it serves. Didn't serve
us. And they're not interested. They're not interested in creating any memories or legacy for film. They just want to recoup their money as quickly and instantaneously as
bean counters.
Possible.
Like most every other business, it's all bean counters. Yeah. I will go see the George Clooney, Julia Roberts movie. Maybe I'm in L.A. this weekend. If I have some time and I'm not busy with my family, I will see it there.
Okay.
So we've got those two movies. Anything else coming out this weekend?
No, those are the two big ones. It will be interesting to see if Halloween Ends has any sort of a hold. I think it'll take a massive fall based on the buzz on social media. Now, I said that I sort of did like the movie because I knew the baggage going in, but the fan base is
So let me drop something on you.
Turned off on the story direction in this last installment.
Let me drop this on you. I saw the trailer for the new Avatar movie, and to me it looked exactly like what we've already seen. There was no appeal. Nothing new or different about it. It looked like just what we've already seen. Am I right or not?
You're pretty right. I still think it'll do very well holiday time, simply because it's PG-13. If the family crowd will see it, and it'll be a big spectacle film.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Chugger. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.